Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Stock Market Today. It's Ali Koram and Ken Shreve here with a breakdown of the action in today's session, Thursday, May 9th, where we saw gains across the board, and the NASDAQ and S&P 500, Ken, are once again closing in on all-time highs, if you can believe it.
I know, you know, there's this expression, sell in May and go away. And how about, buy in May and make some hay? That's what I'm thinking here. So anyway, yeah, good day for the market. Not far from all-time highs. I wanted to take a look at Celsius today. CELH reported earnings earlier this week. The revenue comparison's getting a little tougher, but moved above its 50-day moving average today. Also want to talk in the financial area, Manulife Financial, MFC. And finally, retailer Williams-Sonoma, WSM.
Okay, well, we'll take a look at those three stocks. Buy in May and say hooray, make some hay, don't delay, whatever you want to rhyme it. We can do it. We'll get to those stocks, but first, let's take a look at the major indexes. The NASDAQ today up 0.3%. Even stronger was the S&P 500, up about 0.5%. The Dow today up almost 0.9%. And the Russell 2000 small cap index up almost 1% by sessions close. So we can take a look at the NASDAQ for starters. A bit of a holding range here for the tech heavy index, but after some explosive upside moves as of late, seeing some nice tight action here. If stocks underneath the surface are doing the same thing, then that seems ideal for some potential setups brewing.
Yeah, this is exactly the type of price action the bulls want to see. You know, when we're in a market where, you know, there's kind of undercurrents of selling, you get a gap up like we saw last week above the 50-day moving average. Sometimes you see volatile back and forth price action, but you know, the NASDAQ and really all the major stock indexes at this point have just been trading tightly, holding on to these recent gains. So they're showing strength and support after, you know, a sign of strength last week. So I thought it was particularly interesting to see the NASDAQ close up near its highs when you had some AI stocks that were, clearly under pressure today. Arm Holdings had an earnings report that the market frowned on. You know, that was down, you know, about 2%. Nvidia lagged today, another AI stock. We're going to hear from them May 22nd on earnings, but Nvidia down 1.8%. And I didn't check on SMCI, but this is a stock that has been, hit hard recently. So some of your AI stocks under pressure today, but overall, even though the NASDAQ lagged today, pretty good action beneath the surface again.
Okay, well, let's also take a look at the S&P 500 here as well, clearing recent highs. So we're closing today around 5,214. We've got that all-time high of 5,264.85. So getting ever closer to those all-time highs.
Showing strength and support, just like the NASDAQ, seeing good leadership in the among financials, continued leadership in the oil and gas sector. This is what's giving the S&P 500 a boost. So, equally strong, just like the NASDAQ here.
Okay, and let's take a look at the Dow, the blue chip index. A nice day of outperformance here, Ken.
What's really hard not to notice in the blue chip index is the outperformance of the financial stocks. We could do a name like JP Morgan in a good technical setup here. How about Goldman Sachs, which just keeps going higher. Yeah. Now, if the economy is headed for a soft spot in the second half of this year, certainly the financials are not indicating that. Also, American Express in the Dow, AXP, another strong price performer. So you got three Dow stocks that are really showing bullish action, and it is a reason to be, you know, optimistic here. Again, sell in May, go away. Looks like the indexes are close to breakout territory here. So once again, the market may do what's least expected, but we'll have to see what tomorrow brings. But thinking the technical action of the market looks pretty strong here.
Yeah, and Ken, you mentioned the financials, so I think that's a great segue to taking a look at the XLF ETF, Sector Spider S&P 500 Financial Sector Index here, up 0.7% today. And as you mentioned, a nice technical setup for a lot of stocks in this area. And this sector is definitely of interest right now.
Yeah, we added an asset manager to leaderboard today. We've been slowly bumping up our exposure. We'll probably convert our Toast option next week. That'll bring our exposure up close to 60%. So we've still got some money to put to work here. We'll see what the indexes do here up near all-time highs. But certainly between, and it's funny, you know, we have very few tech stocks right now on leaderboard. We have 9 or 10 stocks in the model portfolio, and the only tech stock that we have is NVIDIA. Everything else is in just different sectors of the market, and but that's what the market is telling us to add here. So still looking at financials, still looking at energy stocks here.
Okay, and while we're taking a look at the sector ETFs, let's also check in on XLU. Another big day here for utilities, up almost 1.6%.
Pretty unbelievable. I know we touched on this ETF yesterday, and you know, I'll tell you, the utilities would not be rallying like they are if we were kind of headed into a higher interest rate environment. So the fact that interest, I think this is a statement that the utilities are rallying because they're just anticipating rate cuts. We know they're not going to be as aggressive as first thought, but I think the outperformance of utilities is just the, you know, market's way of saying that lower interest rates, you know, could be here for a while, and that could be good for stocks.
All right. And speaking of, let's check in on 0TNX. This is the 10-year treasury yield reversing lower today, and we're seeing it back below that 4.5% mark.
Yeah, a really nice uptrend for that 10-year yield when it went all the way up to around 4.73, 4.74. But yeah, this is why the market's been rallying. You can see bond yields have been under pressure for about 2 weeks now. They're coming down to some pretty key support levels here, it looks like. But market rallying, taking its cue from lower interest rates. So if we can keep this 10-year yield from shooting higher, that's going to be good for stocks. And you know, 10-year yield was lower today because we had jobless claims that were hotter than expected. And that's what we've been talking about. The Fed wants to see that. The Fed wants to see higher jobless claims. The Fed wants to see a soft jobs market. So that's why you had yields heading a little bit lower today.
Yeah. And we know that the small cap stocks are more interest rate sensitive. Mm-hmm. So here's a look at IWM, up about 1%. So heading in the right direction.
Right direction. Yep. Not as close to highs as the other three major stock indexes, and not much volume behind IWM in the recent move. But it is, you know, acting pretty well here too.
Okay, let's take a look at Celsius. This is what, like a day two or day three earnings reaction here, Ken, for the stock, up 6.4% today, getting above the 80 price level, getting above the 50-day line, fading a little bit by the close, but I mean, up 6% in some volume. You know, the initial reaction to this earnings report, it had a bit of a wild day, ultimately closed well off the lows, closed essentially flat yesterday. So now I guess that the energy is finally kicking in here. A little delayed.
Yeah. There. Right, so they reported earnings earlier this week. It was on Tuesday, and you see a pretty material deceleration in revenue growth. Top line growth up 37% compared to 95% in Q4. This is not because business is slowing down. It's just because comparisons are getting difficult. They had that distribution deal that they announced with Pepsi. That was back in March 22. So comparisons are starting to get a little difficult. Yeah. So just because you see a big slowdown in revenue doesn't mean they're selling a lot less product. Just comparisons are getting a little tougher. So we put this back on the leaderboard watch list because we still think Celsius offers a compelling growth story, and don't think it's ready, you know, to buy right now. But I'd like to see if on the weekly chart here, if it can continue higher and maybe retest that prior high, maybe get a good base forming here. And so we're not owners yet, but we put it on the watch list because, you know, we think it has potential to be a leaderboard stock down the line.
Okay, sounds good. Let's take a look at MFC. This is Manulife. Insurance stocks continue to look pretty compelling here, Ken. We've got a nice blue dot on this breakout this week for MFC, up 7% so far on the week.
Yeah, nice earnings move here. You can see the bottom line up 19%, big jump in revenue here. So this is kind of a diversified. You can see the industry group that it's tracked in the insurance sector, but it's diversified. So they also offer asset management services, reinsurance products. So, you know, the insurers are still looking pretty good here, financial stocks in general. So this one, even though it made a big earnings move today, still in a buy zone here. You know, volume wasn't super heavy, rose from yesterday's level, but still in a buy zone here and not too extended.
Okay. Let's now take a look at WSM Williams Sonoma, also a blue dot, and this one coming in advance of new high territory for the price action. And last earnings report, we were able to get some ants on this chart. So underscoring a lot of up days in a row, volume behind the upside move. Now a nice base here, and we're getting close to a breakout area. Perhaps today a setup day, Ken.
Yeah. And so the retail earnings reports are really going to pick up the speed starting next week. We've got Walmart and Home Depot, some of the discount retailers, TJX, Ross Stores. So Williams-Sonoma is still a couple weeks out. But, you know, last time they reported earnings, it was a big gap up. And it wasn't because, you know, they're growing like gangbusters. You can see the January ended quarter, their earnings were down 1%. Revenue was down 7%. But they're making a lot of progress on their operating margins. They talked a lot about that. And they're also, that was helped because they don't discount. You know, this is typically caters to higher end customers. So they do very few discounting. So margins were good. They expanded their share buyback program. They raised their dividends. So that was a big reason why the stock rallied so much last time they reported earnings. But a nice, you know, nice setup here. And boy, we get some good earnings reports from the retail sector. Maybe that's, you know, going to help give the market a lift here.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Could be pretty telling over the next couple of weeks. Well, thank you so much, Ken. And thanks everyone for tuning in. That is it for today. But be sure to tune in tomorrow morning on IABD Live, investors.com/IABD Live for all the details on our morning show, starting 10 minutes before the opening bell, running through the first 90 plus hours of trade, where we are talking about market conditions, trade ideas, portfolio management strategies, and so much more. And you can also catch me tomorrow on the Big Money Show on Fox Business at 1 p.m. Eastern. So I will see you there. Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in. We'll be back here tomorrow. This show is for informational and educational purposes only, and nothing should be construed as a recommendation to buy, hold, or sell any securities. Any securities and investment strategies discussed may not be suitable for all investors. Make sure to consider consulting with your financial advisor before making investment decisions.